the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here on Sight Unseen, coming to you on mtradio.net in the big, beautiful sky of Billings, Montana. Happy Wednesday! It is wonderful to be back on the air with you guys. The station has made a wonderful move. We had a little bit of a break there. Thank you for hanging in with some best of episodes during that time. And I'm so excited to actually be here with you guys, taking your calls and answering your questions. And I hope you've had a wonderful last couple of weeks. Guys, remember, this is a call-in show, so you can always call me at 406-545-4496. And you can also, of course, hit me up on mtradio.net/chat. Join our chat room, guys. A lot of times the chat members will begin talking amongst themselves and having a great old time answering each other's questions as well. So just remember those two tidbits of information. If you'd like to call me with your psychic questions, I'd love to answer them for you. This is my way to give back to you guys. I am very blessed, in my opinion, to be able to translate for your angels. And I love to help you out with questions, concerns, crossroads, things that are causing you to maybe stumble, or things that make you go, in your own life. Give me a jingle or give me a chat. Give me a shout out. Guys, today on Sight Unseen, I am so excited for this topic. This one's a goodie, let me tell you. I don't know if many of you have been following the news, but there have been several incredible electromagnetic and geomagnetic disturbances all over the world the last couple of weeks, okay? If we go clear back to May 22nd, the entire west coast of the United States moved 4 inches as the Pacific plate is rotating. Now, for those of you that follow the show, for those of you that have followed people in my field, like myself, talking for the last several years about geomagnetic disturbances, this is par for the course for the times we're in. However, we have some really cool stuff going on that I want to talk about today. One of the things that we are seeing is an electromagnetic spike in a lot of activity around the world. Now, what does that mean? Well, guys, the electromagnetics around the Earth, of course, a lot of times are displayed in our ionosphere. And that's that funky electromagnetic net that wraps around the Earth, and it's what we bounce communication signals off of. Like a racquetball wall, only it's like a net and stuff, way, way, way up in the atmosphere. As we are experiencing these geomagnetic disturbances around the world, one of the things that we're coming up with is we are coming up with some serious eye-raising electromagnetic disturbances. A few days ago, I was posting on my psychic page on Facebook talking about watching the news. There were some shark attacks recently in North Carolina, and they were not in an area that were known for shark attacks. Well, that doesn't surprise me, because sharks, of course, their entire system is an electromagnetic system, and they run according to electromagnetic energy, and they get a little confused and start biting when the electromagnetic energy is off. And one of the things that I had mentioned on this Facebook page several days ago is, guys, watch the news. We're going to have a lot of weird, funky shark attacks in bizarre areas that are extreme. We're going to be seeing some really strange bat and bird formations, really odd tornadoes touching down in water-heavy areas. I mean, just odd things. And this has to do with the geomagnetic and electromagnetic dispersal in the Earth at this time. And I look down the timelines and I see these things coming, but they are always related to something that's actually happening in real life, meaning there's a scientific reason for them. And yes, there's a spiritual reason for them as well. And as we are struggling under this changing geomagnetic index, one of the things that we really do need to focus on is our brains, because your brain is an electromagnetic organ. So as we're having these spikes in the electromagnetic field around the world, and poor sharks are going a little nutty futty, and we're going to be seeing different swings, actually, in all of these little critters that are around the world that do work with the magnetism of the Earth, like birds and bats and everything else, we're going to be noting this. Now, One of the things that I really want to address today is one of my favorite things. I had somebody post on my Facebook page, a dear friend of mine, Connie Rose, who is actually a very gifted palmist and numerologist out in the Tacoma, Washington area. And she posted on my Facebook page several days ago an article. And the article is entitled, "People Around the World Are Hearing Strange Trumpet Sounds in the Sky, and It's Freaking Everyone Out." And that's just, you know, cool. One of the things I'd like to point out here is that the same sounds that were being heard and recorded in these videos recently in 2015, these same sounds were also documented in tons of videos going back on YouTube around 2011 and 2012. Okay? Now, if you'll recall, 2011 was when that horrible Japan earthquake and tsunami occurred. And that moved Japan 9 feet west permanently. That entire island, 9 feet west. That's how big that earthquake was. Now, right around that time frame, people in Russia, people in Australia, people in England, people in Canada. And if you think about those northern latitudes, okay, now count southerly down in longitude from the equator, the same distance, equidistant from the equator north to south, people were still hearing all of these wonkola sounds. Now, this is, again, with 2011, 2012. They are all over the internet. Some of them have been taken down, but they're still up there. If you go to YouTube and you Google weird sounds being heard, there is this strange sound that was being heard. Now, I'm going to set this up before we play this weird sound because I want you guys to understand what you're hearing here. This went around, and the minute I heard it, I knew exactly what it was. Science isn't exactly sure what it is. We have NASA saying that it might be the sounds of the universe. It might be sounds of the earth we're hearing. They're not really. I think they know exactly what it is, but they don't want to tell people. If I know what it is, they know what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not the smartest person on the earth. I'm not the only person with the key to everything. If I know what it is, they have got to know what it is. That's all there is to it. That being said, we had a lot of geothermal upheaval in 2011. And I'm going to give you the cliff notes to this. The Earth had started into a gravitational well zone that's very dense in the Milky Way galaxy in 2008. As we traveled through that high density gravitational zone in the Milky Way that our solar system wobbles through every 50 to 60,000 years, it scrunched the Earth. As the Earth got scrunched, the plates moved. As the plates moved, so did Japan. Okay? Plate tectonics. So anyway, while this was happening, we have off-world buddies, guys. Okay, I know it's shocking, but we are not the only beings in the universe, not even close. Our off-world friends have very, 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 very large craft that hang right up above the atmosphere. And one of the things they've been doing is helping relieve the geothermal pressure of the Earth as it moves through this high gravitational well zone that it travels through every 50 to 60,000 years. And what these great big old craft do is siphon off, okay, picture siphoning air out of a tire, siphoning off from the Earth excessive geomagnetic and electromagnetic pressure that would build up beneath the plates that would cause them to snap and pop and move and do all kinds of things. Think of letting air out of the tire. Now, one would think that is magma, but it's also energy, okay? It's also the energy that's behind the magma. So what we're looking at here is this sound that everybody was hearing at the same time in 2011, 2012 is the sound of geomagnetic energy actually being siphoned up through the fissures of the Earth. And I'm going to use a Star Trek term, but excuse me, I don't have another word for this. And literally sucked up, beamed up through the atmosphere, through that plasma in the ionosphere and out into space. It is a siphoning off of geomagnetic energy and pressure. And they do this so that the Earth doesn't roll and shake and ramble and crack as much as it could. Now, why would off-worlders care if we had earthquakes? Well, I'll tell you why. The reason is because the world, before we were ever living on it, the Earth as a spinning electromagnet in space, guys, is covered in salt water, and it's an amazing jump point from A to B in quadrants of the galaxies here and beyond for our off-world friends, and it always has been. It's ley lines, it's vortexes. The Earth itself is like a giant LAX, London Heathrow, name a major airport in the world. And the Earth represents that, and it has been that because of what it is. So as long as our off-world cousins can help manage the basic flow of the Earth, not flow, but the basic electromagnetic balance of the Earth, their runways stay in place. Okay, if this planet fluxes a whole bunch, then you might get one wormhole that's supposed to go to, I don't know, wherever it's supposed to go. If it wobbles by 2 degrees, you're going to end up in God knows where in the universe. So it's to their benefit. It's like keeping a runway up to make sure that the ley lines and the electromagnetic vortex lines and whatnot of the Earth remain constant. Okay, and I'm sure it's that they want to help us too, but, you know, come on. They were doing this before we were ever here. So I'm going to see if Sean can't find on my Facebook page, maybe go down to, I'm going to check out this real quick, maybe going down to the second video there, Sean. Let's try the second one. And I'm just going to have you guys listen to this audio, okay? This is the sound of geomagnetic energy. It's friction rubbing against the plasma in the ionosphere. It's just like a chair sliding across a hardwood floor, and the atmosphere of the Earth is acting like a subwoofer. Here we go. Okay, Sean, if I could have you just skip to the video right below that one. Now, that was in, let's see, I think it says Strange Sound in Sabah, June 2015. This next one is Strange Sounds Heard in the Skies of, this is, I think, in Queensland, down in New Zealand.
The hell is that?
Okay, they're taking a video here. Obviously, there's some background noise. Hear that low? And that, and people are thinking, what the hell is that?
Is that coming from the clouds?
Sounds almost like music. Okay, let's go to the top one, Sean. And this top video is Strange Noises in Melbourne, Australia, which I think is quite interesting here.
Can anyone else hear that noise? Listen. What the hell is that?
Isn't that something, you guys?
Hey, what's that?
So, you guys, that just gives you an idea. Now, you can find these all over YouTube. What I find interesting about this is that the Northern Hemisphere sounds as these off-world craft are siphoning off geomagnetic energy through the plasma of the ionosphere. They tend to be higher. They tend to sound almost like whale calls, these whale squeaks up in the atmosphere. When you hear them on the lower portion in the southern hemisphere, they tend to be these big, low, deep, you know, these deep sounds. Now, one of the reasons I got to looking into the physics of why this happens, because I do chat with our off-world cousins, you know, occasionally. It's not like they come talk to me only when I put my little tinfoil hat on and rock back and forth in the basement, turning the light on and off by myself. Kidding, guys. I overhear a lot of what these guys are talking about. And I just pick it up, kind of like the ham radio fires off as a psychic and a medium. I'll pick that stuff up. I'll be like, what are you guys talking about? Apparently, part of the reason that it sounds differently in the southern hemisphere is the way that the sound is bounced. You know, you guys forget, we have a huge chunk of land down there called Antarctica, and it's covered in ice. And so that's going to muffle sound, okay? It's not going to just bounce all over the place as much of the northern hemisphere. You've got a lot of water in that northern hemisphere, especially up at the poles. You know, the North Pole is water. It's all water. So basically what we've got is that's a lot more reflection, and that sound just bounces all over the place. In the southern hemisphere, you have a big chunk of land at the very, very bottom of that pole, or where the reflective point of the sound would be, and it ends up muffling a lot of those high frequencies, which are bouncers. So I found that very, very interesting when I got to looking at why it makes those sounds. And again, if you guys want to go on YouTube, you will find these all over the place. I wish I could find a particular video on YouTube. I can't find it. I don't know if it was removed or if I just can't find it again. But it was a sound coming from a guy's radio stereo setup, and he was way up in Canada. Do not ask me what this man was doing living out in the boonies in the woods in a funky camper in Canada. But this guy was listening to his radio, and all of a sudden this bizarre sound started coming through, and he started trying to switch stations, and the sound wouldn't change. It just kept doing the same thing it was doing. Now, he turned the stereo off, and the sound kept coming through the stereo. So whatever this was powering the transistors in this cheesy stereo and getting the sound to come through. And it was sounding like it sounded like a giant workings of a machine, and it was real eerie, and it was like and just kept going and going and going. And what I realized he was picking up is he must have been directly underneath one of these humongous craft, because it sounded exactly like what these geomagnetic pumps sound like. They're huge, and they're on this cycle, and it just kept doing that. It scared this guy to death. He's videoing this going, what is this? What is this stuff? Now, you guys, this is not the HARP array. This is not the HARP array. The HARP array is jacking up the ionosphere in a million other ways, but this is not HARP, okay? The southern hemisphere, Antarctica is also covered in sonic arrays, just like HARP, which is up in Alaska. So this is not the HARP array. What this is the sound of tons and tons of geomagnetic pressure rubbing against the plasma in the ionosphere. We've got all kinds of action in our chat room here. We're talking about people getting headaches. Jeanette and Valerie are talking about getting headaches with all of this geomagnetic and electromagnetic disturbance. That is true, gang. You may be experiencing a lot of different headaches. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water right now. Water's going to help you. Okay, make sure your vitamin D's, as in dog, B's as in bzzz. Please don't sting me. Your vitamin B's are heavy right now. This also helps with keeping yourself hydrated. Headaches are going to be huge here. Jeanette is in the chat room saying, I figured it was our off-world cousins. And Valerie says, that is one of my favorite sounds. Sounds like home for some reason. You know, and actually the sounds that we're hearing now, they're more musical than they were the first round of sounds that came around. And actually, I think that's purposeful. I think that our off-world friends are attempting to siphon off this stuff, so it's a little less scary and a little more pleasing. And that, like any other music, can be achieved by how much geomagnetic energy you're pushing through that ionospheric grid at that time. Changes the pitch, in essence. If you go back to the original 2011-2012 YouTube videos, it's a little scarier. The sounds are just kind of disturbing. It's like, rah, rah. And people were getting a little freaked. This is sort of like, oh, look, a trumpety sound. Valerie in the chat room says, so essentially it's tectonic farts. Well, sort of, Valerie. It's actually geomagnetic plasma and ionospheric plasma farts. Yes. Makers 46 says, fun, freaky sound. Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating, guys, that we are experiencing this right now. I posted a little bit about this on Facebook, a big description, just like I talked to you guys about. And it got like one like and one person commented, and I think everybody else was thinking, oh, poor Danielle's finally gone perimenopausal and lost her mind, that poor middle-aged whack job. And actually, no, I just don't think that people are really that open to this or ready to hear what it is. I think it's easier to say, oh, yeah, we're just miraculously hearing sounds from the universe for no apparent reason. And, you know, we are going to be in contact with our off-world cousins much sooner than later. And I love that story. That story is very exciting for me. So I think it's important that we get out there and talk about this stuff and talk about what these sounds are and why they're happening. And I wish that our governments would be cool and just say, gang, guess what? We got some help with our off-worlders with the whole, you know, tectonic-ish thing that's going on. But I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. So when we're dealing with all of these electromagnetic disturbances right now, guys, I just noted that a friend of mine on Facebook tagged me in a post that is documenting that a young man in Florida, I guess today, was attacked by a shark. And again, these animals, you guys, are on the other end of their own electromagnetic, I want to call it navigation systems. And what's sad about that to me is that we blame the animals. We say, oh, sharks are bad. No, sharks are not bad. Sharks are made to clean up the waters. That's what we're supposed to do. But right now, we're going to see shark attacks definitely on the rise. And this is what I was posting about. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back like, oh, look what a great psychic I am. I predicted this. These people are getting bitten. That proves I'm right. I think that's a sensationalistic, horrible thing to try to point out there. It's not where I'm coming from. What I'm saying is, if you do live in an area that is coastal, please be mindful of being in the water. And it's not to make you fearful. It's to tell you that our little baby sharks out there are going to have a heck of a time discerning whether or not you're a dead fish or a flailing seal or something it can eat and a person. Trust me, they don't want to eat you. You don't taste good to a shark. You're bony and you're full of McDonald's chemicals and aspartame from your Diet Coke. And they bite into you and think, oh, my God, I hit a crack rock. What was I doing? This is terrifying. So no, sharks don't really want to bite you, you guys. Just be mindful that they're going to have a difficult time discerning what's going on. Also, you heard it here, you know, watch weird bird activity. Poor baby birdies and their magnetic north that's in their brains, a lot of them. We're going to see baby birdies, just flocks and flocks and flocks of them just flying into the side of glass buildings and just yucky stuff. Weird M. Night Shyamalan apocalyptic looking weirdness, okay? But it's not. It's because the geomagnetics on the Earth right now are being pulled a little bit. And why? Why is it happening now? Well, because. In 2008, the Earth was going into this high gravitational well zone in the Milky Way galaxy. It took several years, and the Earth and the solar system is now coming out of that high gravitational well zone. It takes about 7-8 years to go through it. And we're coming out of it right now in 2015. We will be out of it completely in 2016. So the same orb that we live in that got scrunched like a Nerf ball, okay, and all those plates got scrunched together and moved, is now kind of popping back out, okay? So it's wicking all of this magma up from the center of the Earth. We're seeing a ton of volcanoes going off right now. Kilauea in Hawaii, they cannot get a grip on Kilauea. It's going crazy. There's a ton of volcanic activity all over the planet that nobody's talking about it. No one is talking about it. Like I said, May 22nd, there was an amazing movement of the Pacific Plate and steam vents opened up in Nevada in the Mojave Desert and they got pictures on freaking satellites, on weather satellites, of steam vents opening up, also steam plumes opening up in the interior of Oregon. And if you guys pay attention to Oregon, it's a very geomagnetic, at one time, especially the Bend area, there's lava fields all over, very, very, very geomagnetic area and geothermal area. So our world volcanoes right now are having all this magma wicked up through them as the world pops back out as we come out of this high gravitational well zone and go back to kind of normal space pressure, which we're normally in for forever. You know, one of our, I'm sorry, I just got distracted by the chat room. Valerie in the chat room is talking about a past life she's had. We're talking about don't be afraid of sharks. And she said, heck yeah, I'll be fearful. I went down in one life like that, meaning in a shark attack, that I don't want to go there again. Jeanette in the chat room says, I saw that steam vent video. Holy crackers. Yeah. And what's fascinating about this is, do you think that our news stations were carrying any of this information at all? No. These were independent weather stations that an independent meteorologist that were on the on actually everywhere online explaining, why isn't anybody talking to this? We've had steam vents open. We've had this open up, this and that, volcano going off, blah, blah, blah. And of course, you know, nobody engages that. So guys, this is not meant to be some big freaky, you know, apocalyptic show here. It's to simply tell you that for those that have been listening to me and many other people in my field spout off about this stuff since about 2010, we are now on that timeline. And this is the time to send amazing energy to the earth. This is a time to send amazing, loving energy to the earth. And it's a time to think about what you can do to preserve the earth. Think about your everyday life. You know, I'm not trying to be like a squeeze a tree, hug a whale, slap a hippie on the butt moment here. But honestly, if we don't have a consciousness with creation at this time, we're going to have a big fat problem. Our off-world friends are going to do what they can to try to siphon off some of this pressure. So when the earth snaps back into place, it doesn't really, really, really rattle everything to death. We're still going to have some creaks and moans and quakes and things that are going to happen. However, they are trying to help. And our consciousness at this time, our consciousness is going to make a big difference. You might be asking, well, that sounds stupid. How could that do anything? Guys, our intention creates our universe. Our thoughts are things. Okay, they're not random. It's not like just, oh, I'm having my thoughts in my head. Ever notice if you're really negative in your life stays negative? Hello, duh. It's called manifestation. If you change your thought process, like attracts like in the spiritual universe, you change what comes to you. You change what comes to you. Now, many of you may be experiencing extreme changes very, very quickly right now. Real big changes, really quickly. That's okay, too. That is also 2015, the year of reconciliation. This is, look at the earth is changing very, very quickly. We're getting our weird sound videos back because the earth is popping back in. It's snapping back into shape. It's pooching back out. And our off-world communities are attempting to help manage that so it's not catastrophic. And you know what kills me is people who believe in God, but they don't believe in off-world races. That kills me completely. And it doesn't kill me from a place of judgment. It kills me because I don't get it. You know, what if I will hear people say to me, there's no way that off-worlders could be helping us. That's God's job. Okay, well, what if God's intended purpose was to have races in place that are millions of years older than us so they could help us out at this juncture? What if that's, I mean, I don't know if that's God's intention. God and I have not had coffee lately to talk about it. But I mean, what if that's the issue? What if that is how God helps? You know that old saying, God helps those who helps themselves, which by the way is not biblical. That's just some made up proverb thing by humans. But if we look at that, perhaps we are our greatest salvation as well. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is consciousness? What role is consciousness playing in all of these great big changes that we have coming up? How can we focus our consciousness to change things? Why the movie Tomorrowland is brilliant? And I'm going to be taking your calls. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen. We'll be right back. Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjons in downtown Billings.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming back with me. I'm Danielle Agnew, psychic medium, your host on Sight Unseen, coming to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mountain Time in the wonderful mountainous Big Sky Country of Billings, Montana, on mtradio.net. Thanks for joining me tonight, you guys. It's great to be back here live in the saddle with Sean, doing the do like we do on Wednesdays. Gang, remember, I do love to take your calls, so make sure to give me a shout out. You can shout me out in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat if you're a little more nervous about talking to me live on the air. Or I love to talk to you guys on the phone because a lot of times our listeners also get a lot out of your conversation with me. And you don't know how many times I can tell you that when you call me with questions or concerns, I will have people email me through Facebook and say, oh my God, the caller who called about XYZ, that was my issue, but I didn't have the courage to call. And boy, did that help me out. So sometimes when you're calling or you're compelled to call, it's not just for you. You may be compelled to call because there are all kinds of other people out there who need to hear what you've got to say. So that's important too. Just keep that in mind. We do have a question in the chat room. Valerie says, what effect will the electromagnetic changes have on electronics? Valerie, at this time, none really. We're going to have some disturbances in our cell phone connections. Our basic communication issues, we're going to have some satellite hiccups, little things like that. We would not have an electronic issue unless we had a really big electromagnetic flux. And this is actually geomagnetic energy that's being siphoned up and out through the atmosphere rather than electromagnetic energy being beamed into the ionosphere or at the Earth. So we're having kind of it's going away from the Earth, and it's a different type of energy, actually. It's geothermal, geomagnetic, as opposed to the electromagnetic coming from space. So our electronics for now are in the clear. Guys, remember, you can call me at area code 406-545-4496. Make sure to hit option 1 on the switchboard because God knows elsewhere you'll end up. I don't know where option 9 goes. I just have no idea. So option 1 will get you here to me. Before the break, one of the things I was talking about was consciousness. And we are really focusing our consciousness at this time because it will create our reality. Even believing things will get better creates solutions to things that will get better. I'm going to say that again. Even believing things will get better, having hope, saying, you know what? Things look a little weird. Shark attacks are on the rise. We got a lot of weird electromagnetic energy going on right now. Volcanoes are blowing off. Plates are shifting. But I have hope. Because this is a time of rebirth and renewal. That energy goes out into the ethers. That energy is picked up on the radio waves, the radio towers of those who have answers. They may have scientific answers. They may have environmental answers. Your hope fuels the imagination of someone else. Your hope is the food for someone else's creative process spiritually. Really, enthusiasm breeds invention. You know, they always say necessity is the mother of invention. Well, okay, partially, you know, creativity is the mother of invention, really. Jeanette in the chat room asked the question, Danielle, there is a current book channeled by an otherworld entity named Frank. Get anything on this? You know, I really don't, Jeanette. I will tell you, there are going to be a lot of books coming out that are going to be channeled entities. And I have not read this book. I don't know at all what the premise of the book is. I don't know who the author is. So I'm not necessarily making a statement on this book when I make the following statement. You know, it's become a hot commodity to be an author of a channeled entity. And so I'm noticing a flood of channeled books. You know, it used to be, you know, Abraham channeled, Abraham Hicks, all these different channeled entities. Romptha, of course, by J.Z. Knight. And so, no, I really don't know anything about this. I do believe there are some very great channels out there who can channel some very, very intriguing information. So, I would not put it past an off-world species to channel something. I'll tell you guys, two nights ago, I had a nightmare, and my wife actually woke me up because I think I was keeping her up with this nightmare. And my nightmare was unusual because, first of all, I don't usually wake up with horrible, weird nightmares. I mean, I'll have some weird apocalyptic dreams, but I don't usually have nightmares. And in this nightmare, it would be like if you were looking through a pane of glass that had been smeared diagonally with Vaseline. It was very, very difficult to see. Everything was real distorted and chunky and strange. And I was in some kind of a house, but it looked more like a weird hospital, like with long, dark hallways and really strange doors all the way along the way. And at the end of these hallways were off-worlders, but they were kind of creepy looking, I mean, in my estimation, but I couldn't really see them. All I could see is they were very tall, very lanky, grayish, tan, and they were capable of running on all fours, but had very long legs and long arms, skinny little bodies, long necks, little pinheads, very strange looking. And they were running at the end of these hallways, and I was freaked out, and I was running away from them. And it was kind of like I thought they were chasing me, but God, if they wanted to chase me, they could have run me right down. It was very strange. And so I obviously was making a lot of noise, and my wife woke me up. Well, I didn't tell her what I was dreaming till the next morning. And she asked me, what was waking you up? And I told her my dream, and she got this weird look on her face. And she goes, okay, that is freaky. I said, why? And she gets up early because she works in the health industry and goes to her boot camp. And she says, well, I had the weirdest feeling that there were aliens like looking through the window. She goes, I don't even know. I mean, it was dark, obviously, or, you know, inky outside because it was very, very, very early in the morning. And my wife is not a heebie-jeebie person, you guys. She's very, you know, straightforward. She's from Missouri. She's just like, whatever. So that was a very odd thing for her to say. And then I talked to another friend of mine who was awakened in the middle of the night by this tall, dark thing in her room that was kind of grayish tan that was walking right at her. And she actually screamed. It scared her so bad she screamed because it was kind of leaning over her bed a little bit looking at her, and it freaked her out and she took a scream. Now, this is all happening up here in Billings, Montana. So that's weird. Okay. So then the night after the nightmare, I go to bed and I lay down and I have my eyes closed and I see very clearly, my eyes are closed, but I see about 8 of these off-worlders kind of lean over, like if you like a bad shot in a 1950s movie where the doctors would lean over the patient, you know. And I'm laying here, I'm not asleep, and I look at this, and it startles me at first. But nothing is offensively terribly happening, and I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell is going on? And I don't know where this came from in me, you guys. I have no idea. But what immediately came out of my mouth was, because I started to get really scared, so I'm saying these prayers and go in there. And then I thought, why am I scared? These guys aren't doing anything. They're just looking at me. So I say, I invoke the law of love. I don't know where that came from, but it did. I invoke the law of love. And it calmed me down. And then I said, what do you guys need? And then all of a sudden, this vision above my head, what I was seeing as these scary kind of like X-Files, you know, traditional grays with the olive colored eyes and just weird looking. All of a sudden, there was this, they looked very different. They were still very odd looking, but it's like I could see their faces more, not my weird freaked out idea of their faces, but their actual faces, which were very non-human looking. And they were wearing these kind of funky little tunic things. And it was almost like that was the challenge, was, okay, your consciousness wasn't fear. Hello. And I still don't really know what they were talking to me about, but I remember passing out dead asleep right after that happened. But it was this real mellow, like, hello. And I remember thinking, wow, you are a really old race. And it was almost like, I don't want to say I passed a test, but my consciousness enabled me to really just see who they were. And there was this feeling they were trying to talk to me about something. I don't remember. I went to sleep, or maybe they got it in my noodle and I don't know what it is. Or maybe that's why I'm talking about this on the show today. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to be talking about. Good Lord. But I mean, you guys, if you're feeling fear in this time, put that out in the ethers. I invoke the law of love. If you got a ghost in your house that's freaking you out, I invoke the law of love. It works. I mean, apparently these off-worlders understood what I was talking about. They understood what the law of love meant. They understood that consciousness, that universal God consciousness. They got it. They got it. Apparently, all of a sudden I was speaking their language, and they came forward and were chatting. So whatever scares you, try that in your life. I invoke the law of love. And it's almost like invoking a peace treaty and saying, okay, we're going to have war rules and I'm going to call the rules in. So truce. Now, what can I do for you? There is a question in the chat room. Irish Music says, is there a place close to Billings that would be a receptive place to hear these sounds? Irish Music, on the internet, on YouTube, I'm noting that people up in Canada are hearing these sounds. So I have no idea if we are too southerly to hear them, if we're not northerly enough. I really couldn't tell you. I guarantee if we start hearing whale calls in the sky or weird trumpet sounds or whatever it is, I guarantee we're going to have people videoing out there and listening to that. If you guys have been feeling any off-world presence, if any off-world stuff has been popping into your head, if you've had any very weird 1950s movie image things that you want to share with me, give us a call. Share it with the listeners out there. 406-545-4496, option one. Give us a ringy dingy or join me in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. Okay, I would love to hear if you guys are experiencing anything like this. So we talked about consciousness and making sure that your consciousness is in a place of love and of hope. You guys need to see Tomorrowland. Go to Tomorrowland. If you have not seen Tomorrowland, it is a shame. All right? This is a great film. Please see it. George Clooney, Hugh Laurie, super good film. All right? My family and I were watching Tomorrowland, and we took our daughter. And she loved it. And I noticed during this film, it is a high concept film, gang. If you're dragging your knuckles while you're listening to this, you probably won't understand the film. However, it's an amazing film. And I watched three different families get up and leave during this picture. And I realized why. It totally lost them. It totally lost them. And I think that some folks were having a hard time actually keying into this particular idea, what Tomorrowland puts out there. Of course, Tomorrowland being about we create the world that we live in. Literally, we create the world that we live in. And it was an absolutely brilliant film. It was inspiring. It's kind of how I felt about Interstellar. If you haven't seen Interstellar, oh my God, Sean's over there nodding. Yes, that film was unfreaking believable. And I have never seen a better representation of being able to see all timelines at once. I was, my poor wife's shoulder fell off. I was whacking her in the shoulder. I'm like, that's what it's like. That's what it looks like. You can see everything at one time. It's awesome. Look. So you got to see Interstellar because it is a very powerful movie as well. We have all of our media right now, guys, reaching out to us in this inspiring way. In this inspiring way for us to be able to change our consciousness and make different choices. I invoke the law of love. What can I do for you, Life Path? I'm setting my fear aside. I'm telling you guys, other entities in the universe were created by the same God. We're created by the same universal source. They understand this law. You know, there's some that probably don't adhere to it as much as others, but the ones that are going to hang out with humans will have some basis of understanding of this base universal principle. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here hanging because we'd have nothing in common with them. And actually, genetically, we're connected to a lot of those races anyway. So as we're looking down this opportunity for us to transcend right now, watch where your consciousness is sitting. Watch where your consciousness is sitting. I am telling you guys, we are shaping our world with our thoughts. See Tomorrowland, please see Tomorrowland. See Tomorrowland, please, please, please. We are shaping the world with our thoughts. And it's important that we keep our thoughts in a good place right now. Because, especially with the amplification of this geomagnetic energy that's getting siphoned up through the ionosphere, the brain is an electromagnetic organ. As our thoughts are produced in the synaptic complexes of the brain, they spark as electricity. That electricity is picked up by any other larger transceiver around it. It's called telepathy. This is how we transmit information between people, things, items, issues. And if you think that's impossible, every time your cell phone rings, it is experiencing telepathy between the satellite, the tower, and the phone. The Bluetooth is experiencing telepathy as information is beamed to it, and you pick up your phone and you say, hello. So guys, this is real stuff around us, and our consciousness right now is literally creating our Earth. Hugh Laurie has the most brilliant, goosebump-inducing speech at the end of Tomorrowland, and I'm not going to tell you one bit about it. You just need to see it. That you watch this thing and you're like, yep, there it is. Somebody knocked it out of the ballpark. Interesting. We are trying to get the message out that as human beings, we have the opportunity to raise the consciousness, providing hope. The hope fuels imagination. The imagination fuels invention. We matter. Our consciousness matters. Invoke the law of love right now. And it's going to change everything around you. It's going to change your health. I invoke the law of love. Now, you may be noticing some people around you. Some folks are going to be having absolutely wild and crazy and insane, bizarro, I mean, honest to God, over the top behaviors right now. Because just like the sharks in the water that are attacking folks in an unusual pattern at this time, our electromagnetic brains are responding to this additional geomagnetic pressure and electromagnetic pressure. And people are really feeling, they're feeling the pressure of it. And plus it's 2015, it's the year of reconciliation. So people are being seen for who and what they are right now, gang. You know, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, it's all good. People are coming to the surface to get their lessons out of the way so that they may move forward and make different choices. So as you are going through this next week, okay, as you're going through this next week, do your very best to keep your consciousness in place. And, you know, it's that age-old question. I will have folks come in and say, gosh, I just can't find my motivation. I just can't find my hope. Well, gang, if you can't find it for yourself, hoist your antenna and pick some of it out of the air. Because I guarantee you that as things start to change and we start to see really odd stuff happen and, you know, we're going to have more floods and we're going to have groundwater issues and all kinds of stuff coming up. No big shock, I think, to anybody, actually. As these things come down in our timeline and we see our poor animal kingdom reacting oddly to the Earth, This is going to be a cue not to go dig a bunker in the backyard and fill it with dried beans. It is the cue to start saying, you know what? I invoke the law of love. I invoke the law of love. How can I help? I set aside my fear. How can I help? I will tell you guys this. When I was having this moment with this off-world race, and I saw the elegance of this alien's face, and I don't like the word alien, but this off-worlder's face, it was sort of what you would think a gray would look like, but not those big, weird, hollow eyes that we always think, those big black eyes. The eyes were farther apart. They were set up at an incline. You know, pupilled eyes, though. They were not non-pupilled eyes. Different type of pupil system, different type of color. But little bitty nostrils. I mean, they almost look like what you would think if you mixed a completely flat-faced turtle with a gray. That's kind of what they looked like. But not, I mean, a little reptilian, but not like a snake or anything. And it wasn't reptile-y looking, and it wasn't gray alien looking. It was kind of in the middle, but very peaceful. And actually had really pretty markings. This thing had pretty markings all the way up its face. Its eyes were wider set apart, and its nose was lower down, like little nose holes, kind of. And these markings were, I want to say, like, they weren't spots, but kind of, you know, that kind of went up its, what you would think, nose area, and kind of came up over a brow area, if you could call it that. And it kind of defined those areas. And its mouth was lower down. It wasn't a little bitty mouth. It was kind of a regular size mouth. No lips that I could see. And this tunic that was an off-white color. And all I could see was really like above where the collarbones would be on this thing, above its collarbones. There was such a peace about this entity. And it wasn't freaky, and it wasn't creepy, and it wasn't awful. It was peaceful. And the whole thing about the leaning over and how I perceived them first as these aliens, you know, that you would think out of the X-Files. Which, by the way, you guys, Netflix is coming back with the X-Files. Scully and Mulder are going to be, you know, Gillian Anderson and Fox Mulder, of course, David Duchovny, are going to be reappearing as themselves on the X-Files on Netflix. So I am, of course, going to be watching that because I am a junkie. But anyhow. Back on topic. This off-world race, these ETs, it was like they were saying, wow, you had a choice. We look like this the whole time. Your psyche has been pasting this monster picture over the top of us, but it's not who we are. It's not what we do. And hi. And the whole time I'm saying the Our Fathers, I'm freaking out, I'm saying prayers, oh my God, there's aliens over here, blah, blah, blah. And then I just remember thinking, why are you doing this? That is so stupid. If they wanted to probe you, they would. Stop being afraid. So guys, as you go forward this week, stop being afraid. Who knows what will present itself to you if you simply invoke the law of love. I invoke the law of love, which means I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to hunt you. I'm not going to be fearful of you. We are going to sit in a space of love together. And my God, all of a sudden this entity was like, hello. And I thought, oh, I get it. This is a consciousness issue. And I graduated from kindergarten to the first grade spiritually, apparently. Wow, that was awesome. So guys, you know, as you are going into this week, just remember, invoke the law of love, please. I am letting you know, I've got one more live show coming up. I will be out of the country for 3 weeks. So we're going to have a couple more best of shows as I'm out of the country. Next Wednesday is going to be another live show. So make sure to prepare your questions, your comments, call me from wherever you're at. I love hearing you guys. It's a lot of fun. I do enjoy so hearing from you. Make sure to hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. Guys, on Facebook, friend me. I'm Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Also on Twitter, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. You guys can listen to archives of Sight Unseen at Sight Unseen, P-S-I-G-H-T, Unseen, barjohnsbooks.com. And remember, if you guys want to hit me up for appointments, I'm at Barjohns Books on Monday and Wednesdays. You guys can phone them up, make an appointment, or contact me at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com for appointments on Thursdays and Fridays. I take appointments all over the place. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. It's been wonderful for sharing with you again, being live here on the air. Thanks so much for sticking with me. We'll see you next Wednesday. Invoke the Law of Love.